Anyhow, 7-Eleven. Let's bring in our first guest of the morning. He is State Representative Tom Delnicki. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. And Brad, I hope you're listening. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Brad is, he could very well be listening, although from what last I know, he sleeps late now.
So, oh, that's hard to believe.
Well, the doctors told him to rest up. You know, he just needs some sleep. So,
well, I look forward to his return because you guys make a great team.
Thank you very much, and as do I, by the way. Oh, before we get too much into this about gas and power companies not raising their rates during the coronavirus, we had a caller a little while ago, and I promised him I was going to ask this question to you. So before we get too much into anything else, it slips my mind, I wanted to do this, address this first and foremost, about a gas tax.
Are you talking about the Regional Anti-Climate Change Compact that they're trying to get through?
Yeah, I believe that's the one.
Yeah, that would contain a regional gas tax. And, you know, it's interesting. That was one of those things that hit the radar screen in December, and then we got into the coronavirus and, you know, everybody forgot about it. Just in a nutshell, it would cost somewhere between 5 and 17 cents per gallon the first year.
Oh.
Now think about this, Gary. Think about this. We're getting a break at the pumps.
Yeah,
so what better time than to raise
temporarily,
the tax?
Though, Tom. Temporarily.
Totally agreed.
Am I mistaken, or was Governor Ned Lamont originally against this?
Well, it's interesting because he's taken an interesting position on it. That he's watching it, you know, he's looking at it, as opposed to Governor Sununu, who put a flag in the ground and said, no, we're not going to join this. We're not going to throw another tax on the residents of New Hampshire. And I think the comment he made was, come on across the border. Our pumps are waiting for you if this goes into effect.
Wow. That's a great motto right there.
Yeah. Charlie Baker, though, surprisingly in Massachusetts, is in favor of this.
Why?
Gary, I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, people are being clobbered right and left with the cost of things. And the thought of throwing a regional climate change gasoline tax out there. You know, and we've got all these other issues to take care of. You know, our unfunded pension plan, that hasn't been solved. Balancing our budget in the coming years because we've got predicted deficits there. To me, focus on what you've got to get done in your own home. And Connecticut is our home, and we have to address those issues and balance that budget and fund the pensions and get things moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's simple.
All right. So, boy.
Yeah, I know. It seems like more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, that's a very true statement, and it certainly applies to right here and right now.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to talk about our Public Utility Regulatory Authority,
right,
otherwise known as PURA, and putting sort of, a moratorium on gas and power companies not raising rates during this coronavirus.
It's more on not shutting people off. In theory, you get behind on your bills, you reach a certain point, the utility can shut you off if you don't have a hardship or a hardship that you can prove. Well, PURA, the Attorney General Tong, he went to PURA to request a docket to preclude shutoffs during this period of time that we have with the coronavirus. So PURA came back and they affirmed it, and technically it's a 30-day moratorium beginning March 13th, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that get extended. Now, we all know the Metropolitan District is not regulated by PURA, and a number of us legislators think that it should be.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, the MDC stepped forward, and they actually came out with a statement: supplying water and responsible treatment of wastewater is vital to the area's health and the MDC will not initiate any water service shutoffs this season until further notice. So high marks to the MDC.
Yeah, but they're still going up 11%. So people who lost their job temporarily,
right,
they still want their money. So they're extending their hand a little further into your pockets there.
I won't argue that point because it's more than 11%.
Yeah.
It's like, what,
14
and change.
14.
It's going to go up. And that is still a big issue. Now, I don't know if you're aware, but the legislature's actually got a bill coming out of planning and development looking at the Metropolitan District. It's Ray's Bill 467,
mm-hmm.
and it was supposed to go to public hearing this week, but of course we know that all the public hearings got canceled. And what this would do is it would create a situation where the non-voting member commissioners,
mm-hmm.
which are from South Windsor, Glastonbury, East Granby, and Farmington, would have the ability to vote on water rate increases. They wouldn't be able to touch the sewer side because they don't use that.
Mm-hmm.
But water rate increases. Another thing it would do is it would establish a task force to examine the organization and operation of the district.
But Tom, there was already a task force created. Is this the same?
No, this is something new.
This is something. Okay, all right.
Because there's been talk over the years of actually looking at the district and seeing what's going on there, how many brass hats we have, mm-hmm. you know, things of that nature. Are they doing their business appropriately? You know, it's pulling the curtain away. And many of us have had that concern. Another thing it does is it restores the funding to Riverfront Recapture, because there had been a resolution by the district. The district had agreed that over 5 years they were going to reduce, you know, incrementally the amount of money that they were providing to Riverfront Recapture. And that's a fantastic organization.
Mm-hmm.
They provide a lot to the greater Hartford area.
No, they do. You're absolutely right.
And yeah. It was shocking. They basically did the five-year step-down in 1 year, okay, last year when they voted on the budget for this year. And I can't help but wonder if that's not one of the reasons why we're not going to have fireworks this year. I mean, that was always a highlight for the greater Hartford area,
yeah.
Riverfront Recapture and the fireworks.
What would be your guess as far as why they're not doing it this year? Because I have my own theory.
You have your own theory?
Yeah.
Well, they talked about safety. Of course, they talked about their budget. They talked about a number of things. Remember, the coronavirus wasn't really in play.
Right. It wasn't an issue at that point.
That was not an issue at that point in time. They also listed, you know, the fact that the crowds have been getting bigger and bigger every year, and that was a taxing situation.
Right. And I get that if everybody was just assembling themselves
right.
on one strip of land.
No, but you got to.
The truth of the matter is that they're scattered all over the place.
Right. Across the three different parks that they actually
Correct.
Operate.
Correct.
But I can't, again, you got to go back to the money. If the budget's tight
yeah.
and you don't have the money to conduct business, and you were counting on the money coming in based on a good faith agreement.
Tom.
I mean,
Tom,
really?
Come on. You mean to tell me, we're not talking millions of dollars. We're
no.
talking a couple hundred thousand. Are you telling me?
We're talking 600,000.
Okay, so the private sector, you can't raise that money or bring in a couple of sponsors and say, hey, you know, can you come? We got a sponsorship for you. It's $100,000. Your logo's going to be everywhere. You got a car dealership where you're going to have your cars on display. People are going to be coming in all day, all night, bum, bum, bum. You get six of them.
Right.
Are you telling me that they can't do that?
They probably could
if they
had advance notice of what was going on. I mean, this was a shock to them, literally. They found out about this cut literally days before their fiscal year begins. And I've been involved in some events. You need a lead time. Yeah, you might be able to get somebody to come forward. You might be able to do all of that. But now you're scrambling to keep the regular order of business of Riverfront Recapture going, and that's the tough part, you know, because they provide so many services, so many opportunities to the kids in the greater Hartford area.
Yeah.
You know, and you look at the events that they have and how it brings people together.
I know.
I mean, really.
I know. Exactly, but I don't know. I think there's more to it than that, and they're not going to go public with it.
I have that feeling, too.
Could it be crime? And could it be? Didn't somebody get shot last year? Was
no.
it the year before? Or?
No, but I know there have been a number of situations where there was the threat of violence. And the police department, Hartford PD, did a great job.
But they're taxed on that day. Boy, I think they bring everybody out on
all,
that day.
All hands on deck.
Yeah, exactly.
All hands on deck. HPD and East Hartford Police, they've done a fine job, great job in guaranteeing the safety of that event.
All right, so listen, we only got about another minute or so, and I want to make sure that I cover everything I wanted to talk about. And that was particularly just knowing that the power companies, the gas companies, you're not going to go. No one is going to go without heat or electricity or water.
Right.
Throughout the duration of this coronavirus epidemic, correct?
That is right.
Even if someone's going through hardships and they cannot make... let's say you can't even make a partial payment because you lost your job. Even just when I say lost your job, I mean temporarily while we go through this ordeal.
Well, stop and think about this for 1 second. If you're a restaurant worker, where's your paycheck going to
exactly
come from?
No, we were talking about that earlier. Exactly.
I mean, literally, if I was an average restaurant worker and I was heard on the radio driving into work yesterday that the governor's going to shut down all restaurants in the state of Connecticut, I'd be scrambling to try to figure out, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my bills?
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to give them a little bit of breathing space. I know Washington's talking about a number of different things that they're going to do to help these folks out. This is unprecedented. I cannot remember a time when you literally have bartenders, restaurant workers, the owners. Think about the produce in their refrigerators that they're going to have to toss. Think about what the foodstuffs.
Oh, I think it's being all bought up, though, Tom.
I don't know about that. I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Oh, you're in the restaurants, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Hey, I want to go back to that. Oh, hold on, really quickly, I'm running out of my own time here. If somebody misses a payment with Connecticut Natural Gas or Eversource or MDC or whatever their company is that they're doing business with, if they miss a payment because they're unemployed, does that get forgiven or does that just get added on to the next month's bill?
My understanding there is it would get added on to their account.
And if they couldn't make a double payment the following month, a partial payment would be acceptable, right?
Right. I talked to some of my associates, old friends at the district yesterday, about that. And of course, they work with people. I think you're going to find that Eversource is going to work with people. Connecticut Natural Gas, they're going to work with people. We're all in this together. Let's face it.
Yeah.
And I don't think any utility would want it out there that they are not trying to be part of the solution to this crisis that we're dealing with here, as opposed to being the problem.
That's a great point.
I mean, think about it. If I'm the president of Eversource and I'm not working with people and I get show up at my doorstep.
Yeah, that's bad publicity.
Oh,
yeah.
Without a doubt.
In fact, not even bad publicity. That's horrendous publicity. Tom, I got to let you go. You're going to come back on this show, though, in a couple of weeks. What do you want to talk about then? Do you want to talk about crumbling foundations?
How about we talk about legislation that's important, because hopefully by then we'll be back doing our job.
What date are you scheduled to be back on? Was it the 30th or the 20th? The 30th, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, I'm going to stop by the station. Does that sound right?
You're going to stop by what station?
Your station. You were talking about I was going to take some calls.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I think even the building is quarantined now. Where if somebody wins a prize, I think we mail it out to them right now. So,
well, I'll work with you.
Okay.
I'm going to be available for you. You know I'm there for you.
But we are going to have you in. We really are, and we want you to take calls. I think particularly on that crumbling foundation stuff, because that's really, really, there's a lot of questions that pertain to that I can't even answer, even from my own experience in the legislature, because it really didn't affect my district at all. But I know it affects yours. So just kind of be on standby. I'll reach back out to you.
Good deal.
All right, my friend. You have a great day.